Simin Reish Tamachalas. Zman had lokas taniris l'shabbat. Mechaber says in Sefalef, Sofik Hashecho, Sofik Vihiben Hashmashes, which it says over here in parentheses, if that's the Ramah, Ukedei Shir Hiluch Gimur Voi Mil Achashkiyas Achamo, Shir Mil Hushlish Shoh Pochas Chelek Lamed. 20 minutes minus 2 minutes, which is 18 minutes, and that the Mechaber says, Lehedya, Zenin Pesach, and Tofnun Tess, that the shear of a mill is 18 minutes. That's the way that he passes. The halacha is in ma'asun es avadai, vein matvilan es akilin, vein malikin es aneris. This is the Mefurshim Mishnah and Daf Lama Dalet. Vein ma'arvin eruvi tchumin, ava ma'asun es admai, v'tem es achamim, ma'arvin harvi chasuz. Umotur loymer lagoi, ben ashmashis la legnei l'tzerich shabbos, chen loymer l'lastas komolach, shi l'tzerich mitzoy, shi v'tarv v'nechbo zaleo. That's the shita z'machamer. Now, with regard to shvusim, regular shvusim ben hashmashes, whether or not at the end of the day we're mekel, for the most part, we only seem to be mekel, except for the shvusim that are mentioned over here. The right ma'aser nesadmai v'temin nesachamin and marvin v'chaseris. Basically, we're not really mekel with any shvus ben hashmashes, even though it seems like later on, at the end of chelek gimel, we should be mekel. Nevertheless, we're not mekel except with amir la'akum b'makom atzerich, like for lighting candles, having people turning on the lights, having a guy turn on the lights for us, and bechlal. And the way that the mechaber's machriya is dafka in a case of torah v'nechba zaleh, something that you're going to need, or is going to be bestar about. But an interesting point that the Pesach Tshuva has brought up, he says that really b'shas ben hashmashes, everybody in Klal Yisrael for the most part was mekabel Shabbos. Once you get to ben hashmashes, b'zmanenu, just about everybody, 98% if not 100% of Klal Yisrael was already mekabel Shabbos, and b'meila, their kavana is certainly held to be mekabel Shabbos by the time the Shkia comes. Time the Shkia comes, we'll get to the Sefer Shabbos. How does it work and what their kavana is? We'll get to that. What their kavana is, they're maybe being purged from malach is enough, and that therefore most of Klai Yisrael is mekabel Shabbos. It seems that from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that even if you have more than one shul in your city, but if everybody in the city was mekabel Shabbos, then that's mechayev. It seems that way in the Bir Halacha, which. They're not kriveya though. The Kabbalah is not kriveya. They're never makabel Shabbos. It's only somebody that was makabel Shabbos, then they could be good with other people. But somebody that's never been makabel Shabbos, I don't think he has any din whatsoever. They zikr have to be makabel Shabbos, just they're not. The maybe a practical halacha which is nege over here, with regard to Afrashas Chala, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, this is somebody told me, a relative of mine told me that it happened to them, it was about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Sukkot, I think it was, could be it was also Shabbos, they sat down to their Suda, and Baruch Adah Hashem Akeinu Melech Ha'olam, Amoytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, and I think the Baal Bat took a bite, and the Rebbetzin screams out, I forgot to take off challah. Shrek, what do you do? So a lot of different questions that crop up over here, whether or not you have to make a new bracha, whether or not everybody else gets it, whether or not b'chulu. However, with regard to challah, if they would be in chutz la'aretz, then they could just continue eating and leave over some at the end. However, in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot do that. And they lived in Eretz Yisrael, therefore you must stop eating, and one cannot be mafresh challah on Shabbos, therefore they have a problem. And they had to go get it from neighbors or whatever it was to get challah. Only in Chutz La'aretz you could be mekel. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to stop eating. You can only do it before Shabbos. Now, that's with regard to Afrashas challah. How about Afrashas Ma'aseres? So if it's Chayev Vadei and Ma'aser, then it's also to take off even Ben Hashmashes. If it's only a Safek, it's Demai. Then even though Midar Reis, it's Mutter, Midar Abanan, it's Aser to eat it. Nevertheless, they Matar Ben Hashmashes. How about people that Iber Ma'aser? People that Iber Meister, certainly it's not as Chomer as Demai, which is Asami Darabanan. Iber Meister means that Be'etzem it has a Badas on it, or whatever they have on it, but you never know. Who knows? Who saw? Therefore you take off, Yeshiva does, Kyodua, takes off Shurmas and Meisters from everything they take, Kindamani, and therefore, and and therefore, even though it has a hechsher on it, nevertheless, it takes off stuff. So certainly, ben hashmashes, you're allowed to do that. Not only that, somebody told me that the Chazon Ish says that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. People that try to be makbid to take off ma'aser, they could even on Shabbos, and the reason is because it's not nearer like a tikkun at all. The whole reason is because these things are considered a tikkun, and that's why the difference between a Rivi Tchumen and Rivi Chatzir is like Rashi says, because one is midarais and one is midarabanan, therefore it's nearer more of a tikkun. A kli which you couldn't use until tefillah looks like a tikkun, you'd be misakin the kli, because only al yedei the tefillah is there a tikkun. So too, with taking off ma'aser, it looks like you're being misakin the fruits. However, something which is mutter lechatchila, even midarabana, and it's mutter to eat, then it doesn't look like you're taken at all, because you could eat it. So even though your minig is to take off ma'aser, and you like to be machmer, but since midina, not midaraisa is it aser, not midarabana is it aser, therefore it doesn't look like you're taken, because you're allowed to use it as is, and you're allowed to even do iber ma'aser on Shabbos itself. That's with regard to sif aleph, sif beis. This is really the sugi that we saw, just to make a little bit of seder, so we have a little bit of havana in the different shitas of what's going on with regard to ben hashmashes and seizig hachavim. We saw in the Gemara says that there's different shitas that are mentioned in the Gemara, daf lamed gimel, lamed dalet. And it seems the way that we paskin is that shir ben hashmashes is gimel is shloshes revoyim mil, 3/4 of a mil plus a revoyim mil, which is right over here. Don't rush more. Shloshes chalki mil, mind the Gemara says that it's 3/4 of a mil is ben hashmashes. And the chura, that means that it's ben hashmashes, that means that after that, from shkia starts ben hashmashes, after 3/4 of a mil, is no longer ben hashmashes, it's seizig hachavim. The problem is that the Gemara in Pesachim, or daf tzadi dalet amud beis, tzadi dalet amud alef, says the kasha, seems to say not that way. Rabbi Yehuda, who over here holds that ben hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, over there says that from shkia until seizig hachavim, which is lechur, the time of ben hashmashes, it's 4 mil. So how do we reconcile these two sheets? There's many different answers, a few, at least three, given to answer this. And with that comes numerous different sheets. We'll start with Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus brings down Rabbeinu Tam's answer to this question. And he says that there's two different shkias. There's shkias achama when the sun ducks down underneath the horizon. That's tchilas shkia, or shkia rishena, some call it. That is still daytime. It's still bright outside. It's still light outside. It's still daytime. You just can't see the sun. When does shkia start, or seif shkia, which starts ben hashmashes, that's 3/4 mil later, which is, if a mil is 18 minutes, it's 58 and a half minutes later, starts the, that's when shkia finishes, and ben hashmashes starts. For 3/4 of a mil, and after 3/4 of a mil, you have a total of 3/4 till ben hashmashes, 3/4 of ben hashmashes, a total of 4 mil until seizig hachavim. The memela says Rabbeinu Tam, that's how we can reconcile the two gemaras. Our gemara that says that ben hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, that's referring to at the end of shkia. When is the end of shkia? Not when the sun goes down. This is a massive chiddush, Rabbeinu Tam. We always thought sundown is the end of the day. No, sundown is not the end of the day. It's still daytime. When is the day over? After 3/4 mil later. That's when the day is over. That's the end of shkia. And that's when ben hashmashes starts for, like our gemara says, 3/4 of a mil, and finishes off at seizig hachavim after 4 mil. Terrific. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of the 4 mil, that's when we have seizig hachavim. Now the only question is, how long is the mil? How long is the mil? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Tzadi Daled, that, to quote the Gemara, Kama mahalich odom beinani biyoyim eser parsois. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Me'alois ha-shachar anit ha-chama dalen milim, mishkiyat ha-chama seizig hachavim dalen minim. How much could a person walk during a day? 10 parsois. Every parsois is 4 mil. So a person can walk in the daytime 40 mil. Now it doesn't say how much is the daytime. From when to when is the daytime? It says you could walk 40 mil, 4 mil from Alayza Shachar till Neitzachamo, and 4 mil from Shkiyas HaChama till Tzeis HaGechamim. Is that included in the 4 mil? Or is that in addition to the 4 mil? What's a 40 mil? That's during a day. Is that from Tzeis HaChama till Shkiyas HaChama? And then an additional 4 mil you could walk beforehand, an additional 4 mil you could walk afterwards. From Alois to Tzeis is 4 mil, and from Shkiyas HaChama till Tzeis is 4 mil? Or is it all included? In a day, a person can walk 40 mil, all inclusive, from Aleis HaShachar until Tzeis HaGechamim. This is the point of contention amongst the Rishonim and Achronim. The Rashi points out on Tzadi Gimel and Beis there in Sachem that the day that we're talking about is a even day. B'mei Nisan, B'mei Tishrei, where the night and the some days are longer and some days are shorter. How can you say how much does a person walk in a day? The day is, if it's in the summer, the day is 14 hours. If it's in the winter, the day is 10 hours. What are we talking about? Says Rashi, we're talking about in the springtime and in the fall, where May Nisan Vitishrei, which is the days and the nights are the same. So you have 12 hours of daytime, 12 hours of nighttime, and we're asking how long could a person walk? 40 mil in 12 hours. Now, the first shita is, which is on the top of this little page that we handed out, the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin holds that the 40 hours goes, the 40 mil that a person walks is from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis HaGechamim. And that's the 12 hours of the day that we're talking about. From Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis HaGechamim is 12 hours, which is 12 hours times 60, 720 minutes. 720 minutes divided by 40 mil that a person is able to walk comes out that every mil is 18 minutes. Now, Aleis HaTzeis is 12 hours. Says the Levush and says the Goyim that Efsher LaHachish Etamuchash. You see clearly that on a regular day, there's not 12 hours from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis. If you go in the Tishrei, it's our days. So there's not 12 hours from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis Gechavim. Tzeis Gechavim now is a quarter to seven. Aleis HaShachar is 5:15. So it's way more than 12 hours. 12 hours is from, what time was Nate this morning? 6:30. What time is Shkia tonight? 6:40. 12 hours. So it's clear that the 12 hours is from Neis HaChama to Shkia HaChama, not from Aleis HaShachar. Says the Goyim when he's referring to the Truma Sadeshin. It happens to be the Truma Sadeshin doesn't say Lahedya that we're talking about from Aleis HaShachar to Tzeis HaChama, but that's how everybody learns it. It says certainly the 12 hours that we're talking about is from Neis HaChama till Shkia. That would be the second picture that we have here. That the 40 that we're counting is the 12 hours, and the 40 is not from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis, rather from Neis HaChama to Shkiyas HaChama. That's the 40. And there's an additional 4 which could be walked from Aleis to Neis, an additional 4 from Shkiyas to Tzeis. It happens to be in Cheshbin that they're both going to come out with the same amount of time for every mil. They both hold that in 12 hours you walk 40 mil. The question just is, where are the 12 hours counted from? But from 12 hours, everybody agrees that in 12 hours you walk 40 mil. It comes out that every mil is 18 minutes. This is how the Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin, that every mil is 18 minutes, and that's why generally when a person says a mil, we refer to 18 minutes, and 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. That is the first sheet of how we get the amount of a mil. The second sheet of how we get the amount of a mil is Rashi Shita. Rashi holds in Psachim that a mil is 22 and a half minutes, not 18 minutes. The question is, how did he get to 22 and a half? So it has to be that Al-Karkar, he learned that the 40, he learned like the first pshat, the top, the 40 goes from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeis HaGechamim. But where does the 12 go from? The 12 hours of the day. The 12 hours of the day, he says, the Metzius says, it goes from Neis HaChama till Shkiyas HaChama. So, Kum Tais, from Neis to Shkia, how many hours are you walking? Are you walking? 32. In other words, he understands that the 40 hours, not like the Goyin, that it's the 40 mil is from Neis to Shkia. He understands that the 40 mil is from Alois to Tzeis. But the 12 hours is in the middle, from Neit Nechama till Shkiyat Nechama. That means in 12 hours, 720 minutes, you're only walking 32 mil. You're not walking 40 mil. 720 minutes divided by 32 mil comes out to be 22.5. That means every mil is
22.5.
Could be, but yeah. 72 is not. The third shita is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos himself understands that there's 24 minutes in every mil. Now, how did he get that? So he really learned exactly like Rashi. It's the bottom, though. It's the bottom one of the three pictures over here. He learned that the 40 goes, once again, from Aleis HaShachar till Tzeisik HaChavim. But the 12 hours goes from Neit Nechama to Shkiyat Nechama. Just he learns there's a different gear, there's a different shita in the Gemara and Daf in Pesachim, that it's not 4 hours from Aleis HaShachar till Neit Nechama, and 4 hours from
four mil
from Aleis HaShachar till Neit Nechama, and 4 mil from Shkiyat Nechama till Tzeis Kechavim. Rather, it's 5. The pasha of the Gemara is that the Gemara says that that's wrong. However, there is a shita Ula that says that. And Mimela, if we do that, then it comes out that from Neit till Shkia, we're left with 30 hours. Because we took off 5 from the 40 at the beginning, 5 from the 40 at the end. We're left in our 12-hour slot. We're left in our 12-hour slot with 30 mil. So come to us, except for the Truma Sadeshin, everybody holds that the 12 hours goes, which is the Metzias of how we know it, this morning from 6:30 till 6:40, that's what it is. It's 12 hours, give or take a few minutes, in the days of Nisan and Tishrei, then the 12 hours is counted from Neit Nechama to Shkiyat Nechama. And that's the 720 minutes that we're talking about. That's the daytime that we're talking about. The only question is, how much does a person walk in that those 12 hours? Is all the 40 mil there? Is it not all the 40 mil? The 40 mil goes from Alois till Tzeis, and you have to subtract on both sides. And either you're subtracting 4 on each side or 5 on each side. So you're left with 32 in the middle, which is the Shita of Rashi. We're left with 30 in the middle, which is Shita of the Rambam. 720 divided by 30 comes out to be 24 minutes. Come to us, we have three Shitas of how we paskin, of how long a mil is. 18 minutes, 22.5 minutes, and 24 minutes. Once again, the Mechaber paskins that it's 18 minutes. What are the Nafkaminas? The Nafkaminas of this is also with regard to Ben Hashmashes. How long is Ben Hashmashes? If we know that Ben Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil of 18 is 13.5. 3/4 of a mil of 22.5 is 16.875. It's almost 17 minutes. And 3/4 of 24 is 18 minutes. So Ben Hashmashes is going to be somewhere between 13.5 minutes and 18 minutes. According to all the sheets, it's not going to be less than 13.5, and it's not going to be more than 18, the Pashas, aside from Ramesh's Siddish, that he changes that. Maybe we'll get to that. The Kumtais, how long is Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says that Tzeisik HaChavim is 4 mil after Shkia. How long is 4 mil? If a mil is 18 minutes, then it's 72 minutes after Shkia. If a mil is 22.5 minutes times 4 is 90 minutes after Shkiyam. That's what we call Achtel. Achtel means an eighth. That's what people refer to, because 90 minutes is an eighth of an entire day, of 12-hour day. So Achtel. And then there's 120, which is 24 times, not 4 over here, because the Maskanas HaGemara, according to the, how do we get a cheshbon of 24? Because we cheshbon that there's 5 mil on each side. So you have to do 24 times 5. It comes out to be 120. We always know 72 because the way we paskin, Rabbeinu Tam is 72, because most people paskin, Mechaber, the Ramon, that's the most learned, that a mil is 18 minutes, and therefore 70 times 4 is 72 minutes afterwards. Now, L'chura, it's simple as that. If you ever want to be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, just tack on 72 minutes to the end of Shkia and you're good to go. The problem is it's not so simple at all. Why is it not so simple at all? There's two problems with that. The one problem with that is, there's two problems to really to Rabbeinu Tam, I guess you could say. One of them is that you can't just tack on 72 minutes because the Gemara said, the way that Rashi explained, this is the way that Rishonim understand, that Tzeis HaKechavim is 72 minutes after Shkia on a day of Tishrei and Nisan, which is an exact day where the day and the night time are the same. However, during the winter, the day is much shorter. And during the summer, the day is much longer. Therefore, the same way that the day is longer, the Shkia is also longer in the summer, and it's shorter in the winter. So, therefore, 72 minutes was said only, it's depending on how long the curve, the path of the sun takes. And therefore, in the summer usually comes out longer, and the winter comes out shorter. It's not exactly, but therefore, on different days of the year, for the Tzeis HaKechavim is going to be at different times. So it's not going to be 72 minutes, really. So there's two ways to change this, to deal with this issue. One way to deal with this issue is to say that it works with Shoyes Maniyos. 72 is on a regular day, where you have 720 minutes, where a day is 12 hours, that means every hour is 60 minutes. When every hour is 60 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam is 72, which means an hour and a fifth. So on a day when the hour is 60 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam is an hour and a fifth. When the winter, the hours are shorter, you have 12 hours in a 10-hour day, in a 10-hour space, every day is, let's say, 50 minutes, then an hour and a fifth of 50 minutes is 60 minutes, because you have the 50 minutes plus another fifth is, sorry, it's a little more, 60 minutes. And in the summer, when the day is longer, so in a 14-hour span, you have 12 hours, every day is 70 minutes or so, then it's going to come out that every Shoz Maniyos is going to be 70 minutes, and Rabbeinu Tam, that's an hour and a fifth of that, it's going to come out to be about 84 minutes, depending on the time of year, depending on the hour. In other words, what we did is, when we switched the 72 minutes into an hour and a fifth, and depending on how long the hour is, that's how long the hour and the fifth is going to be. In the summer it's going to be longer, and the winter it's going to be shorter. That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is, if you look back at your page in the middle, is to change everything into degrees. The way that we look at it is that the sun revolves around the earth. That's not really what happens. The earth revolves around the sun, but for all, it just spins. So it looks like here, it looks like that the sun is moving when really we're moving. But everything really moves around the sun. But for all intents and purposes, what? For all intents and purposes, it doesn't make a difference. What?
How do you know?
How do you know? That's not for now. Therefore, we'll pretend that the sun moves. We're stationary, and the sun moves around. The sun does an entire circle every single day. How many degrees are in that circle? A ball is a certain amount of degrees around. We work it out 360, we call it. 360 degrees. Why 360? Because, not 100, because it's more divisible by more numbers. It's divisible by 3, it's divisible by 6, it's divisible by 9, as opposed to 100, which is, or 1,000 is not. Therefore, it's divisible by more numbers, that's why they do it 360. Every quarter is 90 degrees, that's why a right angle is 90 degrees. Every half is 180. That's what you're supposed to do before Yom Kippur. You're supposed to do 180 degree turnaround and not do any chatayim. Now, as the sun moves down, if the sun moves 360 degrees in a day in 24 hours, that means in every hour it moves 15 degrees. That means every, right? 15 degrees in every hour. And that means if there's 60 minutes, where did I lose it? 360 degrees in 24 hours. That means if every hour it moves 10 degrees, it would be 240. Add on another half, right? 360. So it moves, in every hour it moves 15 degrees. There's 60 minutes in an hour. That means in every 4 minutes it moves 1 degree. Every 4 minutes, 1 degree, 4 times 15 is 60. So that means the sun is moving 1 degree down around the world every 4 minutes. Mamela, translate 72 into 4 minute increments. 72 minutes is how many degrees underneath the when the sun set, and then you counted 72 minutes, how many degrees did it go underneath? Did the sun move afterwards?
18.
How many degrees?
18.
17 divided by 4? 18. For some reason it's off a little bit. It is 18. If it is, that's how we got our formula. It's 18. I think actually that for some reason it's off a little bit. Why? Because they have 14. Every degree it is 72 minutes. It's 18. That means you should switch it into degrees, 18 degrees. I think they have a grain of time in a different cheshbon now. Switch it into 18 degrees, and then every time that your sun goes down 18 degrees underneath the earth, which it goes down at different times of the year at a different pace, memeila, as soon as it hits that amount, then I know that that's the time that is considered tisgi chav according to Rabbeinu Tam. So if it's two ways of transforming the 72 minutes, that it should work for all the times of the year.
The degrees,
because when it hits astronomically, when it hits 18.1 degrees underneath, astronomically, when it hits 18.1 degrees, there's no way to see any rays of the sun afterwards. Which is Rabbeinu Tam, happens to be. The what?
Same comes out the same?
You say it comes out the same.
No, okay. I'm saying the two ways of happening out of the same time.
Is it the same time? It's not exactly the same time. It's not exactly the same time, I don't think, but it's give or take.
This is going to be anywhere in the world that's always going to come out by a shovel to be 18 degrees.
Theoretically, it should come out to be that way. In no, not no, no, not every day.
No, by the Nissan.
Yeah, on the equator or in Eretz Yisrael, Pashas.
What?
In Eretz Yisrael. Or in Bava. Now, there's just one question with Rabbeinu Tam. Betem, that's Rabbeinu Tam. And according to, really, so 72 now really doesn't mean 72. 72 should mean, in the winter, it's like 65. And if you look at certain calendars, I wish I had the calendar here, Itim Levina calendar, they put in Rabbeinu Tam according to the degrees. And they switch it according to, they have Rabbeinu Tam, they have two sheets of Rabbeinu Tam, just 72. And they have the fluctuating Rabbeinu Tam. Sometimes it's 65 minutes, and sometimes it's 80 minutes. B'ma'alot. B'ma'alot in degrees. Rabbeinu Tam b'ma'alot. Rabbeinu Tam b'ma'alot in degrees. That's how they switch it. Now, no one for the most part is machmer for that, as far as I know. And they just do 72. Some people are machmer for 90 and 120, but the people that are machmer for 72 don't switch it at the different times of the year. Now, there's one slight problem with Rabbeinu Tam. They don't make it earlier, they don't make it later. Now, not making it earlier, you'd be machmer, but not making it later is a problem. If you're machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, you should have to make it later. Now, there's one slight problem with Rabbeinu Tam that the Achronim bring up, and that is that the Metzia is not that way. Look up, anybody can look up, at 40 minutes, let's talk about 45 minutes afterwards. Now it's even much more difficult to see stars than it used to be because we have so much pollution and light pollution, and we have so many lights, so it's harder to see stars. But look up at 45 minutes after Shkia, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is daytime. Until 58 and a half minutes is daytime. Look up and you see stars, and you see different sized stars. So Zichr, we're not seeing just the big stars, we're at least seeing Benini stars. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Lechura in Eretz Yisrael, where is Rabbeinu Tam talking about? He's talking about the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about either in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael, one of the two. We're not talking about very far up on the. As you get more north from Eretz Yisrael, then the Shkia takes much longer. The reason is, if you have a ball, the middle of the ball is the widest. The top of the ball is the shortest. So for the middle of the ball, when you spin a ball, the middle of the ball is moving the most, more is moving more than any other part of the ball, because it's the widest. And when it does an entire circle, more of the ball moved in the middle of the ball than towards the top of the ball. Top of the ball, a much smaller amount moved than in the middle. That means in the middle of the ball moved much more in the same 2 hour span. The middle of the ball moved much quicker, much than the top of the ball. That being the case, as you move up from Eretz Yisrael, the Shkia gets, it takes things slower, it goes slower than as you get down towards the equator. Eretz Yisrael is very close to the equator, as opposed to Manchester, is very far away, Gateshead, very far away from the equator. and these places where Rabbeinu Tam lived in France and other places are much further away. Now in Eretz Yisrael, where the Gemara is talking about, if you look up, then sunset is much quicker. And it's Pashtun. You go back to America, you already see it. Forget, you don't have to go to England. The sunset takes much longer. The duration of the twilight of in between after the sun sets until it gets dark is much longer in America than it is in Eretz Yisrael, because it's higher up. So now in Eretz Yisrael, you look up in Iraq, Babel, it happens to be towards the right. It's not really very much north of Eretz Yisrael. It's on the a little higher up on the latitudes, but it's not very much higher up. It's below all the countries in Europe. It's below France and Spain and everything. France is much higher up. England, it's below Spain. It's below New York. Then Mitzafon Tipatachara. It is a little bit north. It can be. Yeah. They have an answer to that also. What's the point is? You say Eretz Teva, Eretz Chem the Teva Rechava. Just, sorry. Eretz Chem the Teva Rechava. It's a wide land. Probably Eretz Yisrael is the thinnest country in the entire world. Why is it, what's Rechava? So once heard a pshat, it's got a nice pshat, it answers up a lot of things. How did they come into Eretz Yisrael? They came into Eretz Yisrael from the side, not from the bottom. They were originally the Chatzchila supposed to go from the bottom. They went around from the side and they came from Eivar HaYarden. When you come from Eivar HaYarden, then it's much wider. It's not thin and you're coming, it's wide. What am I saying? Because then Mitzafon Tipatach HaRa'ah is the other direction. It just answers that. But if you're coming in from the north, and if you're coming in from the top, and that's Rechava, so then Mitzafon answers up by Iraq. That's a drush for Ben Azman. Therefore, many Paiskim have a lot of difficulty understanding how do we reconcile Rabbeinu Tam with the Metzias. Not only that, the Gemara says that, in other words, there's the Dalin Minim, the Dalin Mil, and then there's the other, the Gemara says, where do we get Tzitzik HaKavim? We can say that Tzitzik HaKavim doesn't mean. Maybe Tzitzik HaKavim means all the Kechavim. But it doesn't mean that, because we saw the Gemara that Flamin Haman Bey says that when Gimel Kechavim come out, that's when it's considered nighttime. And we Zichr can see Gimel Kechavim Beinanim much earlier. So that's a difficulty that we'll have to deal with Be'ez Hashem, and we will Behemshech, and that maybe will explain what we do here in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's the Shitas HaGa'inim. The Ga'inim have a different Shita. This is really, it's called the Shitas HaGa'inim. The Ga'in maybe made it famous, but it's the Makar of the Ga'inim is brought down in the Tshuvas Maharam al-Shaker, who lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef. He was actually lived before the Beis Yosef, about 25 years before the Beis Yosef. He brings down a Tshuva, Simen Tzadi Vav, that the Ga'inim, Rav Shvira Ga'in, and Rav Hai Ga'in, and Rav Nissen Ga'in, who lived before the Rishenim, Bechlal, the Rishenim come on, all went with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ra, all the Rishenim that we know, the Gois Maimini, all these Rishenim went Kamat. And I once saw a pamphlet of somebody that put out 172 Shitas, Rishenim and Achrenim, that all go like Rabbeinu Tam. That was, the Mechaber goes like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah goes like Rabbeinu Tam. So what are we doing? Yom Kippur is Mirat Hashem in 2 days, and you're going to eat 50 minutes afterwards at daytime. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's like current. What are we doing?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You're not going to eat, okay?
No.
So for what are we doing? Right, so it's going to, the tinyus is over. Unless you're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechaber passes that way. The Ramah passes that way. The Magen Avraham passes that way. What do we do in the Ma'isa? Okay, that we'll get to. So now we have the girl, the Bira girl, big long Bira girl here. There's also a very big long Bira girl in Tufnun Tes. There he's chelik of the Shumas Adeshin. He learns a different pshat than he learns by us. They say that he was chayzer and he learned and he went to Maskanas like he learns by us. And that is that. There's only one Shkia. Shkia happens when the sun goes down. That's Shkia. When it's Benesh Mashes? When the sun goes down, that's when Benesh Mashes starts. For how long? 3/4 of a mil, like the Gemara says. How long is 3/4 of a mil? Either 13.5 minutes, 16.875 minutes, or 18 minutes. That's how long 3/4 of a mil is. After that, it's Tzitzik HaKavim. The way that we pass in that mil is 18 minutes. After 13.5 minutes, it's Tzitzik HaKavim. Shabbos is over. That means at 13.5 minutes and 20 minutes and 30 minutes and 40 minutes, it's all daytime according to Rabbeinu Tam. And if you do malacha on Shabbos, skila. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's mutter lechatchila. According to the Gaonim, it's mutter lechatchila. And the same, you have the Chomer on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, after 13.5 minutes, if you do a malacha according to the Ge'enim, it's skila. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's daytime, it's mutar lechatchila. So we have three different zmanim from sunset till Tzeis Kechavim. We have the first 13.5 minutes, which is Bein HaShemashos according to the Ge'enim. We have from there towards 58.5 minutes, which is nighttime according to the Ge'enim and daytime according to Rabbeinu Tam. And then we have 58.5 minutes till 72 minutes, which is Bein HaShemashos according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the La'alacha, this is how the grain went, and this is how the grain went, and not only that, interestingly enough, we don't find the Gimel Amudei HaRoh, we don't have any psak. The Beis Yosef in his Akdama writes, how do I pass an Halacha L'maisa? There's so many shittas of Rishonim, what am I going to do? I'll make a Beis Din. Who's going to be on my Beis Din? Three people, you always need an odd number. That way you go like the Rav. Who's going to be on the Beis Din? The Rav is going to be on the Beis Din, the Rambam is going to be on the Beis Din, and the Rosh is going to be on the Beis Din. The three Amudei Olam of HaRoh. Now that was cheap, says the Rambam, because the Rav and the Rambam always go the same way. So it's always the Rav and the Rambam against the Rosh. Says the Rambam, therefore I'm going to put in all my Hagoyt, and I'm going to say all the times that we go like the Rosh, and the Bali HaTesvis, because they are not like the Rav and the Rambam. Here, with regard to the Shaila, we don't have a Rav, we don't have a Rambam, and we don't have a Rosh. With regard to when is Lamaisa Tzeis Kechavim and Shkiyah. Rav Avram ben Arambam writes that all three of them go like the Ge'enim. The Rif, the Rambam, and Rosh all go like the Ge'enim to say that Shkiyah Sachama is when the sun goes down. It's Bein HaShemashos is for the next 13 and a half minutes, three quarters of a mil, and Tzeis Kechavim is at the end of Bein HaShemashos. Now the only slight problem that we have is the same exact Nakudas that we mentioned before and with the Rabbeinu Tam we have with the Ge'enim. And that is that 13.5 minutes was said at a very specific time of the year. Mm-hmm. But during the winter and during the summer, things are going to change. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. How did the answer? Let's speak that out before we get to our points. How did the answer to this kasha? What happened with the Gemara that says that Tzeis Kechavim is 4 mil afterward? Says the Gaon, and the Maharal says this on the Gemara also. Gvuras Hashem, I think it's Pirish, on the Gemara and Shabbos, he says the same shot, that the Tzeis Kechavim, which is mentioned after 4 mil, is not 3 Kechavim. There's two different Tzeis Kechavim. There's Tzeis Kechavim when 3 Kechavim come out. That's after 13 and a half minutes. Then there's Tzeis Kol HaKechavim. When is the time they could see all the stars? You could see all the stars at the time that, after 72 minutes. Halachically, it has no halachic ramification. The Gemara in Pesachim wasn't talking halachically before. The Gemara in Pesachim was talking about how long could a person walk in a certain time. So there the Gemara said, it's still a little bit of light till it gets fully, totally dark. That's what the Gemara said. That Maskanas Gemara, maybe Taka, he's walking from Nates to Shkia, not from there. But it wasn't, no halachic ramifications whatsoever. It's talking, the whole difference is it 3 stars or 3 billion stars? The naked eye can only see 2,500, what I just read. We have, the amount of stars is, I think, 21 numbers long, according to the Gemara and Brachas. The scientists are almost there. Therefore, says the Gaon, there's no shverkeit from halachically, Tzeis Kechavim is when there's 3 stars after 13 and a half minutes. After 4 mil is when all the stars come out. The Ramashaka says a different, simple answer. He says, you're right, there's a Sirin of Yehuda. He was Chayzer. In Pesachim he said one way, in Maram HaShakar, in that Shuvah, he says, he was Chayzer, and in Shabbos, he says that the way. He says that Tzeis Kechavim is after 13 and a half minutes, 3 quarters of a mil. That's the end of that. Either way, they both go that halachically, Tzeis Kechavim is 3 quarters of a mil after Shkiyah. Now we have the same Nekudas that we mentioned beforehand. 13 and a half minutes was said in Nisan and Tishrei. But during the winter it's going to be a little bit shorter, and in the summer it's going to be a little bit longer. And it depends also how long you learn mil is. Is it going to be 13 and a half minutes, 16.875 minutes, or 18 minutes? Either way, it's going to be longer. So that means, even though theoretically we should be able to do malacha after 3 quarters of a mil, that 3 quarters of a mil at certain times of the year might be 20 minutes. It might be even longer. Now the problem with this, the next question that we had on Rabbeinu Tam is also a question on the Ge'enim. If you look up at 13 and a half minutes, even in Eretz Yisrael, where it gets dark fast, you're not going to see 3 million stars. You just simply won't. They say, if you know where to look, and you have good sight, and it's a clear night, then you'll be able to see, like the earliest is like 15 minutes. 18 minutes possibly, but you'll be able, before that you're not going to be able to see. So really it depends on how long you learn Banish Mashas, the Seder. But in most places you can't see the three stars, if you're not looking, then you can't see three stars till 25, 35, depends exactly where, minutes after Shkia. So how does the Goyim go? How do we stem the Matthias with the Goyim? That is a difficulty. We'll get to in a minute. The third shita that we just have over here is the Shitas Yireim, which the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, brings down. It's brought down in the Shilta Giberim. Shitas Yireim, who is the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, who is one of the Balei Tesis, he's the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He did not go like Rabbeinu Tam, and he did not go like the Goyim. He's Mechadash, a totally new pshat. Tzitzit Gechavim is when the sun sinks down underneath the horizon, the last part of the sun dips underneath, that's Tzitzit Gechavim. Bein HaShemashes is before the sun sets totally. 13 and a half minutes, 16.875 minutes, or 18 minutes beforehand, that's when it starts Shkia Sechama. When you see the sun is getting ready to set, he says, that's Shkia Sechama. Tzitzit Gechavim is when the sun is out and the stars going. The sun takes its leaves, checks out, as they say, and the stars check in.
What?
So he says, a lot of things are very difficult to understand. One of the things that's really difficult to understand is the Gemara says that when you see one star, it's not one star that you can see during the day. So he says, he's explaining that Gemara, he says, one star you can see, if you see one star, don't worry that maybe it's nighttime. Because that you can see even a filu b'chatzay tayyum. We don't know how we can see any stars b'chatzay tayyum. It's very difficult. It seems b'mitzias that the only stars that are possible to see before the sun goes down is really planets. Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, I think, are the three biggest ones you're able to see right before the sun goes down and it gets dark, then it's possible to discern them. But aside from that, we can't really see any stars before the sun goes down. The Reim answers a bunch of different things with this, actually. Ner Chanukah v'chulu. He says, Ner Chanukah, you're supposed to do it by Tzitzit Gechavim. He says, I don't understand. By Tzitzit Gechavim, it's not nicker that you're doing it for Pesumi Nisa. It's dark if you're lighting a candle then. You should do it at a time when it's not so dark. Right before Tzitzit Gechavim, where it's still a little bit light. What are you doing? What is this guy lighting a candle for? Oh, it must be that it's Chanukah. There's an ace that happened in that for Pesumi Nisa. He answers a bunch of different things with his Mahalach. Kumtois, that according to the Yireim, it's a suffix skila starting 13 and a half or possibly up till 18 minutes before Shkia. Who goes like this? I don't know anybody who goes like this. The Bach brings down that the minig of the Olam was to be machmer for the Yireim. However, to paskin the halacha lemaisa, it doesn't seem that we paskin like that. What is lemaisa? What is taka lemaisa? How do we paskin lemaisa? What should we do? Do we do Rabbeinu Tam? Do we do the Goyim? It doesn't seem like we do either one. We don't do 72 and then we 13 and a half. What do we do? Look on the calendars in Eretz Yisrael. 36 minutes. 35 minutes, 36 minutes. The Chazon Ish Kiyudu said 45 minutes. Where are these numbers coming from? Nishtah, nishtah, her. It seems that the Metzias is, and this an interesting point that the Be'er Halacha says, and the Chur, this is going to be, maybe we'll start the other way around. Says Ramesha, in a Kama V'Kama Shulis, Ramesha says in Igus Ramesha, that I checked in Eretz, in America. When I came to America, I checked, and I looked many times at the sky, and after 50 minutes, it's 72 like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in America is 50 minutes. Because it doesn't get any darker after 50 minutes than it does in the middle of the night. That's as dark as it gets. As he says that it's as dark as it got after 72 minutes where it was in Russia. And where it was in Russia was very far up.
Russia.
And Luben. Way far up. Way up.
Why is it 72?
It says that the minig of the oilam was to wait 72, like Rabbeinu Tam. No one ever said to wait more than 72. And the Mela, certainly you don't have to wait more than 50 in America. Now what does that mean? 50 in America, 72 Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean? So if you look at the Be'er Halacha says, L'chur, this is what Ben Ish Rashi, what? I don't know. The Be'er Halacha says in Reish Tzadik Gimel, the beginning of Reish Tzadik Gimel, that even if he brings down a Minchas Kohen, the Minchas Kohen who lived 350 years ago. Minchas Kohen says, the Prima Gadol brings it down, he says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes is when you don't see stars. But if you see three Beinoni stars, then in a Chanami, you can, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's considered Tzitzit Chanami. Which would, it's a drastic change from the way we understood. That means that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you look up after 36 minutes and you see three Rabbeinu stars, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Says Ramesh in America, after 50 minutes, that is Rabbeinu Tam. Because even Rabbeinu Tam is going to be masking that that is... It seems that even more, Ramesh was saying that that's considered 72 minutes afterwards. That is the same darkness as 72. It's not just us with three stars. But that is the 72. Lachur, that's what he's saying, because... He switches Venus Mushrooms also. Either way, according to that, then Rabbeinu Tam has moved up according to where we are on the globe. The closer we are to the equator, the quicker we're going to be able to see three stars. And the same thing, the truth is, even according to the Goyim. What's according to the Goyim? If you can't see three stars, Lamaisa Gemara says the same thing is when you see three stars. So if you can't see three stars, what are you going to do? You can be do Malacha? Say many places came that in a chanami. You can't do, even according to the Goyin, you wouldn't be able to do malacha before you see three stars. That's the shir that the Gemara says. The Meila says, Rav Tukhachinsky lived 100 and whatever, and he made the famous Luach Eretz Yisrael. He says, Oy Shalom Ben Revov. He says, the Shemaim. He says, there's Shalom between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Goyin. Because at the end of the day, you can't do, they're both going to be masking when you see Gimel Kerchavim. And that's when he could do malacha according to both of them.
So where were they arguing?
You have to say that they were arguing a case. Where were they arguing? The Chur is anytime they're going to see three stars, it's going to come out the same thing. So there happens to be people that say there's no machlekes between them, just because you get the Gemara on Shabbos. Somebody said to me, he says, I'm very nervous, what we're going to do? So far, I see Gemara, I see Rabbeinu Tam, I don't see any Rishonim saying that way. There's no mention of any, till we got to Maram HaShakir, it was never mentioned of any other Shita aside from Rabbeinu Tam. There's 72. All the Rishonim go this way. Everybody says 72. Well, who's saying that this way? The Mechav passes this way, the Ramah passes this way. Who's saying 72? All of a sudden it comes up, we have other Shitas. So if you understand that it's really the same Shita, then you can work it out, then in Chanami, that would save us. But it's not so simple. At the end of the day, that is Lamaisa, the Minig of the Olam. The Minig of the Olam is to be Noig to three stars, when you see three stars, and even if you can say the Rabbeinu Tam is not telling the stars, Lamaisa, the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Shin Lamed Aleph, he quotes the Chidah. Chidah says that it's already a Minig in Shin Lamed Aleph. He says the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is that Shin Lamed Aleph, if cut in Yud Dalid, that we count Ben Ashmashis from the time that the sun sets until Gimel Kechavim. We don't do 72 minutes. The time the sun sets is when Ben Ashmashis starts. That's like the Goyinim, and he says that's the Nispash and a Minik. So it comes out a Chomer on Erev Shabbos and a Kula on Matzah Shabbos. Certainly that is the Minik here in Eretz Yisrael. Exactly when the Minik started or didn't start, the Beis Yosef Ki Yodua lived in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Tzfat. The Shaila was that the Minik then or not? The Maram HaShakir lived also at the same time, and he says not that way. The it's not clear if that was the Minig Eretz Yisrael and that's how the Beis Yosef passed it, or that wasn't the Minig Eretz Yisrael. It's not exactly clear. Lamaisa, certainly it's the Minig now to go like the Goyinim, or you could theoretically say that it's like Rabbeinu Tam and you see Gimel Kechavim, but with the Goyinim we're not going to be Mekel until we see Gimel Kechavim, and Gimel Kechavim can be seen depending on different Lashonis. The Chidah says after 2 or 3 mil, so if a mil is 18 minutes, so 36 minutes. And Be'erech, that's what Tukhachinsky says, that you can see it after 32 minutes, and he adds on another 4 minutes for depending on, because really it's not exactly clear when Shki is. If you're a little higher up, Shki is a little later, then he adds in 4 minutes and he gets to 36 minutes. So most of the calendars, and they say Tei Shabbos, they're going with 36 minutes, which is Be'erech, the time that you can see the three stars that came out. That means we're passing like the Goyinim, and you can see the three stars. Theoretically, you could say that it's also Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam is going to be masking after three stars. That's certainly the minhag ha'olam. The Chazon Ish was a little bit more machmer. He said 40 minutes you can see three stars. But it's not even clear. He never really said it. Always he said if you don't go outside to look, you can be semech on 40 minutes. 5 minutes he added on. I'll say Sefer Shabbos afterwards. That's where 45 minutes came from the Chazon Ish. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I asked the Chashev's older Israeli poysik, how many days? I said, in America I was machmer for the rest for 72. What should I do when I'm here? He says, keep the Chazon Ish, 45 minutes. After 40 minutes, you can presume that you see, any time of the year, you can see three stars, and adding on 5 minutes for Sefer Shabbos, and therefore, you're good to go. Certainly that is the minhag here. Even those that were machmer, Rabbi Yashiv Kiyodua was machmer for their Isis, 72. But when it came to Shabbos Chanukah, and being machmer and waiting till 72 to do malach is going to be a kula, because then you can sign that you're way after Bina Shmashit for lighting Chanukah Licht, then he was mekel, and he didn't wait 72. So that means that Mi'ikra Hadini held it, second, not that way. And that's how many, what? Mi'ar Shabbos, oh, so now, how does the Mishnah Berurah pass? Let's just point out one thing. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chas v'shalom to be mekel to do malacha a minute after Shkia, or a second after Shkia, Chas v'shalom. And then the Bir Alachi says, Nochein, v'nochein lichat chila lotis das ribeinu tam, Shloi lasam malacha matzei Shabbos, asher shem shir dalamir. Nochein, not to do like ribeinu tam until after 72 minutes, shir dalamir. So you couldn't say that he means, even if Gimel Kechavim came out, and after... He says, Chas v'shalom not to do anything after, like the grain, Chas v'shalom after Shkia. And Nochrein also for Rabbeinu Tam. The Mashmoit is that Mi'ikra Adin is passing like the grain. He's passing like the grain, like the grain, and like the grain, that Shkia Sachamo, and that's certainly how the minig of all of Klal Yisrael is, at least now in this 21st century. In Europe, Taka wasn't that way. There were people that were making like Rabbeinu Tam, they did Malacha after Shkia. Certainly, in 1954, the Satmar Rebbe made a whole asifa, and they got together, and they had like 50 Rabbanim signing on it, not to do malacha, to be machmer both ways. Not to do malacha after Shkia on Erev Shabbos, and not to do malacha Matzah Shabbos before 72. Many people in America are machmer for 72. Many people go like Rav Meisher, that 50 is 72. And therefore, the Mekel. Kim Dumani, that was, I think, my father's show in 45. I think the Davin Marba was at 45 or 50. Maybe that way, by the time you're finished, it's at least 60. Either way, here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to be mekel, and it could very well be that we're also being mekayim the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way that the Mishnah Berurah says from Rabbeinu Tam, if you can see three medium stars, then even Rabbeinu Tam is going to be maskim. It seems, from the different Sfarim that I've been looking at, that the minhagim of the Olam, no one really went with 72 minutes. With, I guess, Rabbeinu Tam. It seems that as the higher up they got on the globe, then the more they were nice to be machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Messias is that the Shkia takes longer, and three stars are seen longer. And as you get higher up, then in a Hanami, there's more of a reason to be machmer. And in America, Ramesh says 50, and in Eretz Yisrael they say 36.
In Europe,
oh, so no one was ever machmer more than 72 minutes. That's l'chur, which is a big, big question. No one was ever machmer more than... Some people, they hold that 4 mil is 90 minutes, 120 minutes. But the people that hold that at 72 minutes, they never held that it's going to be a problem when they went up even further, even though the Mishnah Berurah does say that you should have to be chayshah for that. However, I guess because L'maitzah Rabbeinu Tam...
It
would be the same thing. It would be the same thing. L'chanami. Most of the yishuv of Yidin in the world is somewhere that after 72 minutes on the regular on a regular day, it's already after taste. Mamela, la'alach la'maisa, it seems that the Chazon Ish wasn't machmer, v'yashar wasn't machmer. If you see 172 different shitas that hold like Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, it could be that Rabbeinu Tam is maskim, and second of all, certainly the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to be mekel, I'll be the fact that. And if you want to be machmer, you can be machmer yourself on somebody else's cheshbon. I always have a shaila, what to do? Even if I want to be machmer, it comes Matzah Yom Kippur. And people are waiting for you to make Havdalah. Your wife.
That's you.
What? That's you? Who says you have a right to be Chavla Chini? That's the people are waiting for you to be, or neighbors. We have neighbors that come to, a lot of people go away for Yom Kippur, because they're waiting for you for Havdalah. Do you have a recht to be machmer? Seder, maybe you can make Havdalah and give the give the kreis to someone else. Somebody's miyayit. But, what? You always give it to somebody that's a kid. But in Hanami, for somebody wants to be machmer themselves, or Biashra's machmer, as long as it doesn't come to a kula like we saw by Shabbos Chanukah Kedema. As you get further north, there's more of a need to be machmer. Even Ramayshah, who says kama v'kama pamim, that 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam, nevertheless he says roi v'nochin l'chol yari shamayim, that he should wait l'chatzchila 72 minutes. That's how I know, when I was living in America, it was only l'chumra, 72 minutes. The Rabbanans, we were machmer on the Rabbanans, only on their ISIS. Could be, because then there are people that are machmer with regard to that. L'maytza, even Rabbi Avadi Yosef, who is the Maran Bet Yosef, Pesik, and he goes with the Beis Yosef, Adasov, and Pshitali, that when he was Nifter, the Beis Yosef was there. Pshitali. However, he says, Paskin in Bia Omer, and the Yalkut Yosef brings it down in Simin Shilamar Aleph, with regard to Mila on Shabbos, that Mila is defined after 13 and a half minutes. Tinok shenolod motzei Shabbos kedem zayin tzeik hakovim. I'm sorry. Tinok shenolod b'leil Shabbos achar tzeik hakovim shelanu. Shehu kishloish atzei dakes v'chetzi b'shoiz manis achar shkia b'shoiz manis. Mal ani say b'Shabbos. Av shenolodas rabin otamu adayin yoyim gomor. This is the Yalkut Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef's son, al pi pesachim. And the diet is Yichlam Olav Yamashishi. This is the way the Maisi Paskins, because that is in the finest Pasha Dominion in Eretz Yisrael, like the Goinim and Memela. That's how he goes here in Eretz Yisrael. It's getting late. If you don't mind, I'm just going to finish up the last things. Tosefes Shabbos. What's the story with this? That's with regard just a little bit of what's going on. What are the Shitas? Where does 18 minutes come from? Where does 36? Where does Okadema? The 13 and a half? The. With regard to Tosefes Shabbos, is Machlokes Rishonim whether or not we even need Tosefes Shabbos when you get the Shabbos. We pass that you do need Tosefes Shabbos, but it's not clear that how long Tosefes Shabbos is. Some say that Tosefes Shabbos is just a mashu. Rabbeinu Tosefos in Rosh Hashanah seems to say, Tosefos Madaf seems to say that it's just a mashu. The Rosh says it's not just a mashu. The problem is you don't know how long it is, says the Mishnah Berurah. And the Bir Lachi says it's certainly not longer than 3/4 of a mil. That means it's certainly not no longer the way that we paskin, more than 13 and a half minutes. Now, it seems that, but it could be that it's much less than that. Now, how much is it? They want to bring a rav from the Sharatin, and the Sharatin says that L'chatzchila says the Mishnah Berurah, if you could be mekabel Shabbos a half an hour before Shabbos, or even 20 minutes before Shabbos, you get to all the Shittos. Why is that? Why is Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes beforehand? So he brings on the Sharatim, because even according to the Urayim, that says that Shkia happens before 3/4 of a mil, before the sun goes down, he says even if the biggest Zman for a mil is 24 minutes, 3/4 of that is 18 minutes. So if your Mekabel Shabbos is 20 minutes beforehand, you're good to go, because you get 18 minutes plus the Seven Shabbos. He says, Lahar B'Akrenim. That means that the Seven Shabbos is only 2 minutes. Not only that, they bring a rabbi from Ramesha. The Ramesha says that the famous story that he was Ma'isa Shaya. Ramesha took a car after he got into a car and went to yeshiva after his wife after lich benching. It was 13 minutes before Shkia. He went for a 2 minute drive. Kitzur guy gave him, he says, "What are you doing? You're not allowed to drive after." So after he writes the tshuva back, he says, "Thank you so much. There's still people in the store like to give techacha, but you're dead wrong." And he says, "There's no maris ayin, there's no nothing, there's no issa whatsoever to drive afterwards. I went a 2 minute drive, 13 minutes before Shkia, I went a 2 minute drive. I could have gone 5 times," he says, "and still had a time for Tosefes Shabbos." That means he understood that 2 to 3 minutes somewhere is already Tosefes Shabbos. Kimdumani, that is the minig olam. That the minig olam, is 2 minutes before you don't do malacha. 2 minutes before Shkia, you don't do malacha. Even though women are generally mekabel Shabbos on the bench lich, however, those people are not being mekabel Shabbos at least 2 minutes beforehand. So it could be because you're not sure when Shkia is. Also, that's a shash. But I think l'chol ha'pachas also the Tosefes Shabbos. Now, does the Tosefes Shabbos need a kabbalah b'peh? The Mishnah Berurah does not say over here whether it does. He's metayin to somewhere else where he brings down a bachan again to say that a kabbalah b'leiv is enough. Some people say maybe you have to think it in your heart. You have to think it. The minig olam, I don't know if that is the minig olam. Just they refrain from malacha 2 minutes beforehand, but it could be that in itself is a kabbalah. The very fact that they refrain, the Mishnah Berurah says that halachas neiros according to the is kabbalah Shabbos. They didn't think I'm now doing Tosefes Shabbos. But if you're thinking they're being mekabel Shabbos, then that's enough. That you're, if I'm not doing malacha because of that, then that's enough. And the chatchila, if you could be mekabel Shabbos, matayv amanoyim. If you're in the middle of davening shmoneh esrei of mincha, then you can't. Then we rely on the fact that that it happened automatically. But the chatchila, one should try to be mekabel Shabbos, at least think it in his mind if he can't say it, or if he doesn't want to say it, or whatever it is. Sif Gimel is somebody's on a bucket in the shir when he should light the candles. You actually can see the birds going crazy right before Shkia, so that's another way to know. Mishabura says you can be samech on the birke. The birke says if you have a good watch, you can be samech on that with regard to Shkia. However, one should just be careful because, like we said, really Shkia, it's not exactly clear 100% when Shkia is. It also depends maybe what your height is, and it depends. You can't tell from the calendar, the Zman of the Shkia, and your watch might be off slight amounts. Therefore, you always should leave, certainly allowed to be Samech on your watch. However, you always should leave 2 minutes or so beforehand, and we don't say it's a Svek Svek, a Suffolk, whether or not it's Shkia, and even if it's Shkia, Suffolk, Yerim Suffolk Laila. Because it's all one Suffolk, like the Bir Lacha said, is it Yerim or is it Laila? And Suffolk Sarni Deal. And the last Halacha, Sif Dalid, just one thing that comes out from here, is the Mechaber says that after Baruch Hu, even though it's daytime, you're not allowed to do anything, you're ready to make Shabbos, and Mishmar Shem Liyam Shabbos is like Baruch Hu, and Mishmar says Lecha Doidi, when you say Baruch Hala is like Baruch Hu, it has the same Halacha. However, the Chor, there is one Chilik that comes out clear from the Mishmar, and that is, that if you're Mechaber not to be Mechaber Shabbos Lecha Doidi, or Mishmar Shir, then you're not Mechaber Shabbos. Even though it seems, we saw in Reish Samach Gimel, that if you say Baruch Hu, certainly if you daven Mar, you say Baruch Hu, then you're Mechaber Shabbos, even if you don't want to be Mechaber Shabbos, you're Mechaber Shabbos. We came out the Maisa that most places can say that even if you said Baruch Hu and you're the head, you don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you're just answering, then you're not Mekabel Shabbos. However, certainly if you daven Maariv, then you're Mekabel Shabbos, even if you make a Tanai, that is according to everybody. However, if you say Mizmor Sheli Yom HaShabbos, still you can make a Tanai. The Bakan Ram says they weren't Mekabel on themselves to be Mekabel Shabbos with that. Why? The only reason you're Mekabel Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Mistama, if you're being Masker Shabbos, then it's Kabbal Shabbos. Like when you say Ladik National Shabbos, that's also Mistama. If you want to make it Tanai by Lachas Neiris, you could. Because the Lachas Neiris is something which is done before Shabbos. When you say Lechadayidi, you're ushering in the Shabbos. That's something that's happening before Shabbos, Be'esem. You could sing about the Shabbos even beforehand. It's not Mechayiv that it's Shabbos now. Therefore, if you make it Tanai and you say, I don't want to make Kabbal Shabbos, it's not Mekabel Shabbos. However, when it comes to Baruch Hu and Mariv, there you mamish dam and the next day is Tmila. So help Nishkein Zachnet with making it tonight. You're in Mekabel Shabbos, that's your Kavano. May we all be Zeche. Shemir Shabbos Karoi and Shemir Yom Kippur Karoi. We should all be benched with the Gemara Chassi Mateva, a good convention to you.